We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, it's Jay Stu. I'm here with Ryan as usual.
Hello.
Once again, we're here at the Geekery on Lundy's Lane, Niagara Falls.
Awesome restaurant. Come on out.
Fantastic place. And we're here once again with the owner, Sue. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. Very tired, but it's going.
So, first of all, I just want to comment that we had a great time in here last Saturday at the grand opening.
No, you're welcome.
And we appreciate you letting us have our cosplay contest here. And people seem to really dig it.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, even when people were stepping outside, they were, like, saying it's an excellent restaurant. Like, I mean, the atmosphere was amazing. So I'm glad you let us have the event at your restaurant.
You're
so
welcome.
It's an honor.
Any time to come for any event you want.
Well, definitely we want to try and have some events for you here when we can, which brings us to the main part of why we're here today. So we're going to announce it here for the first time that September 19th, we're planning on having a mini convention here in the restaurant.
Definitely looking forward to that. We've been talking about that just because that night we had some pretty good reviews with the cosplayers coming out, the food, and the artists at the table. So I thought, why not? I mean, Jay was saying, I think you brought it up to your sister about that. So yeah. Definitely looking forward to that event.
Right. So should we tell the folks who we have lined up so far?
Why don't you announce it bit by bit? Keep them in suspense.
Oh.
I like that. Why not? We should do that. Don't spoil like the whole world. I like that idea. Let's
okay.
Make them wait. Just
well, we're going to put up the official invitation as well. Maybe each day this week we put up another announcement of who's going to be there.
Sure.
I will say this. We have some featured cosplayers coming in who have appeared at places like Fan Expo and Con Bravo and things like that. And they're going to be bringing in some photos to be signed and things like that. Some of them were here for the cosplay contest last week, and they're psyched to be back. And we're psyched to have them back.
Oh, no, most definitely.
And we're talking to some artists to maybe do a mini artist alley in here as well.
And actually some good artists that are going to be stopping by.
Yeah, I'll, okay, if we're going to, well, no, well, I like your idea. Day by day as we get this out this week, we'll say who's going to be here. We've got the word out to some pretty good friends, though, to try and do an artist alley. I know Sue's been in contact with some people to show up as well.
Especially the 501. And we're trying to get the speeder bike that was in here from Comic-Con.
Nice.
And all proceeds for that will be donated to Autism Ontario.
That's a great cause and
great donation.
I have to say, you know who came in for lunch today, totally random?
Who's that?
Two of the head people from the Doctor Who Society.
No way.
Yeah, all the way from Toronto.
Oh, wow.
They came down for lunch. So.
That's cool. We've never interviewed them. We keep meaning to every event.
No, in the events, it's just for some reason, timing-wise, didn't pan out. So.
Speaking of Doctor Who, the entire table behind me is dressed up in Doctor Who characters.
I did see, because fezzes are cool. I saw a Matt Smith guy back there, which is amazing.
And you remember that all cosplayers that eat here get 10% off at all times.
Yep, they do like that. I was going to mention to you, I won't mention any names right now, but the artists we've been in contact with about this event, a lot of them are busy and can't make it, but a lot of them have agreed to come back for signings, to sign their comic book if you want to have them in on a Saturday or a Sunday or
that
something like that.
That would be a cool thing too, yeah.
Everyone's super excited about this whole restaurant, and everyone wants to come out to it. And,
well, it's meant for everybody.
Definitely. I get that. I like that. It's a great feeling in here. And
no one's left out.
Yeah. And it's the whole point of making everybody feel comfortable.
So, I don't know, are we settling on the name GeekeryCon?
Sure.
I like it.
Why not?
Definitely. We'll have a little table, I guess. Ryan, master photographer, Mr. Ryan McNabb, will be here that day taking pictures. You did a great job at the event last week.
No, thank you.
You got them to pose in ways I never would have thought to. So.
Well, it's good for doing some photo editing later on. So.
True. True. And there'll be, I guess, a limited menu that day, you were saying?
Yeah, most likely, because we'd have to remove chairs, so it would be a walkthrough.
Okay.
So, yeah, there will be an admission, but part of the proceeds will be going to Autism Ontario as well.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Well, the people I've talked to about this already are super excited.
And we're still a couple months away, so that's a good start already for getting people excited about it.
Yeah, we wanted to have it a little bit far out to avoid all the different shows and cons between now and Fan Expo.
Yeah, definitely got no conflict, right? So.
No. Yeah, I mean, we're planning on having this 2 weeks after Fan Expo, and there's really nothing between then and Hamilton Con. I figured it was good timing.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, like Sue said, it's going. All the donations are going to a good cause.
You know who you should get in here?
Who?
Kripke.
Nice guy. We didn't really become best friends after meeting him.
No, but yeah.
We don't have him on speed dial or anything like that.
We don't have the bat phone to call.
I know a few minor celebrities I'm talking to.
Well, there you go. You could try to get them out.
And Steve-el sounds likely like he's going to be here too, according to your correspondence.
Yeah, he said that he's clear for his schedule right now.
That's pretty cool. He's always fun to have at these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he'll be recording that stuff.
Yeah, he came for dinner, and I asked him if he wanted to come to the speed dating, and he says, only if there is loud German women, and I didn't get that, because...
You've never seen Austin Powers.
Well, yeah, a million times.
Oh, okay. Mom was the one that never
and he wasn't in character either, so...
I've seen him break character twice in the last 5 years.
No, he came in like a baseball hat, and I was like, that's weird. Like, it's not weird, it's just like...
You're not used to it.
No, he's a great guy, though, and I know he loves these events, too, and he gets out to them when he can. So it'll be cool having him. And hopefully the whole week at the Geek Gang will be here.
Yeah, it would be a nice time.
All right, so that's the official announcement. We'll get the invite out shortly after that. And come on out. It's going to be a fun time. Come in costume. Like I said, Ryan will be here for the pictures. And maybe we'll even interview you this time. All right, so thanks again, Sue, for talking to us.
No problem.
And thanks, Ryan, for being here as well.
No worries, man, anytime.
All right, so mark that on your calendars, True Believers, September 19th, 2015. See you there.
Chewy, we're home.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.